Hey, Workday Playdate peeps. It's your girl, Erin Deal, back with a bite-sized boost of inspiration, energy, and of course, a little playfulness to make your workday brighter. Now, today, as I clear my throat, we are talking about one of the most underrated leadership tools out there. Get ready. Humor. Now, I know that's not a shock. You saw the title of the episode, but I want to tell you, if you want to build connection, build trust, and you want to have motivation within your team, you don't need a corporate retreat or a 100-page slide deck. Sometimes, my friend, you just need a well-placed joke, a moment of levity, or the courage to not take yourself too seriously. And guess what? This week on Workday Playdate, our full episode on Wednesday, we are diving even deeper into this concept with my guest, Jamar Johnson, an entrepreneur. That is a real thing. Entrepreneur comedian. So Jamar is awesome. He helps leaders use humor to build better relationships and work cultures. Now, today's snack will get you ready for that combo. So let's get on in it. Now, if you are new to Workday Playdate, welcome. I am Erin Deal, keynote speaker, improv nerd, and your coach in all things confidence, connection, and play. And through improv-based professional development, I help leaders and teams step into their best selves using humor, radical empathy, and a whole lot of fun. Now, here's today's challenge. There are too many leaders out there who think that they have to be serious to be taken seriously. But let me ask you this. Who are the people you love working with? Close your eyes. I want you to picture them right now. If you're driving, just maybe flutter your eyelids to visualize a little bit. Who are the people you love working with? Who makes you feel energized, motivated, and excited to be a part of the team? Because I bet it's not the person who walks into a meeting like a robot, who never cracks a smile and treats every project like a life or death situation. It's the leader who brings joy, who can laugh at themselves, and who makes the workplace feel human. Now, if you're sitting there thinking, but Erin, I'm not a comedian. Don't fret, my pet. You don't need a Netflix special to infuse more humor into your leadership. And I've got an easy improv-based exercise to help you out. Say hello, my friends, to the mistranslation game. M-I-S, like mistranslation. Now, this is a super simple, low-pressure way to inject humor into your team meetings and spark creativity. So here is how it works. You're going to ask your team to pick a partner, and one person will be the translator. The other will be the speaker. Now, the speaker is going to start first, and they are going to make a serious workplace announcement. However, there is a caveat. They are going to make this workplace announcement in complete gibberish. Yep, total nonsense, a made-up language. So it could be like, bibbidi-boppidi-goopidi-goppidi-goop. And the translator, their partner, must then interpret what was just said with total confidence, making up a logical explanation. So let's say I'm going to play both parts. First, the speaker, and then second, the translator. So the speaker says they're gibberish, gobbity-gobbity-goobity-gobbity. And then the translator is going to say, ah, yes, what they meant to say is that today's meeting will be catered by an army of penguins. And you'll keep it going where the speaker speaks in gibberish, the translator then translates, and this is just going to be super fun. And then you'll have them rotate and watch the creativity flow. So this game, it works so well. It's so fun. It's a great way to start a meeting. And I'll tell you why it works. It's silly. It gets people laughing. And most importantly, it teaches your team to embrace the unknown, think on their feet, and find joy in the unexpected. And a team that can laugh together, now that's a team that trusts each other. All right. Now you've got your activity. I want to lock everything in with some quick affirmations. So I'm going to say this affirmation and give you space to repeat it back after me, or you can just listen and let them sink in. If you're alone and driving or somewhere you can speak out loud, I would really encourage you to repeat these and say them out loud because, my friend, words are wands. And when we start to say words that empower us, we start to feel what the words we say are meaning. Here are today's affirmations. I bring joy and energy to my team. Let that sink in. Humor is a powerful tool for connection and trust. And your final affirmation. I don't have to be perfect to be an inspiring leader. I just have to be real. I'll say it again. I don't have to be perfect to be an inspiring leader. I just have to be real. Yes, yes, and yes. Keep the momentum going, my friend. I want to give you some journal prompts so you can take today's exercise, put it into motion, and start thinking ahead to Wednesday's episode. So grab your journal, your notes app, or just take a mindful moment to reflect. Your first journal prompt is, think about a leader who used humor to inspire you. What did they do? And how did that impact you? Your second prompt is, what's one way I can bring more humor into my leadership style this week? And your third prompt, how can I create an environment where my team feels safe to be themselves and have fun? I want you to jot those answers down, my friend. I want you to think about it. And most importantly, put it into action. All right, my workday playdate peeps, that is your snack-sized challenge for the week. I want you to go out there, embrace humor, and watch how it transforms your team dynamics. And don't forget, next week, my guy, Jamar Johnson, is coming on the show to take this conversation to the next level. Until next time, you know what I'm going to say. Know that every workday is a playdate waiting to happen, so keep playing. Keep leading, and remember the world needs the special it that only you can bring. I'll see you next time.